Hey, podcast listeners. If you enjoy learning about important issues affecting your world, then be sure to join us this month on WSJ.com as we explore the people and programs helping to solve America's hunger issues. This July, we're partnering with MiniUSA to defy hunger on the Mini Takes the States rally. Check out the program on WSJ.com and donate to the cause at defyhungertogether.com.
Coming up, did you know it costs more to close a home loan in some states than others? That's next on Your Money Matters.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. The cheapest closing costs are in Pennsylvania, the most expensive in Hawaii. That's according to a new report by Bankrate.com. Joining us now is Holden Lewis. He's the senior mortgage analyst at Bankrate. Holden, you surveyed lenders in all 50 states as well as in Washington, D.C. Can you tell us what you learned?
Well, the most expensive states tend to kind of linger at the top of the list from year to year. Places like Hawaii and New York, those are the top two this year. You know, I think that the main reason for that is that everything is expensive in those states. So, you know, including mortgage closings. And yes, at the bottom of the list, we had places like Pennsylvania, Missouri. That's kind of the gist of it.
Closing costs are becoming more accurate now thanks to new disclosure rules, and that helped you put this research together. It's also helping homebuyers know what to expect.
For about 40 years, there was a document that mortgage applicants got called the Good Faith Estimate. And it really was that. In good faith, the lender tried to estimate how much it was going to cost to close that loan, but good faith estimates didn't have to be completely accurate. And in a lot of cases, they weren't. What we discovered is that they weren't always complete. Last October, a new form was introduced. It's called the loan estimate. And the rules around that are a lot stricter as far as accuracy and completeness. So, you know, one part of our survey, it looked like the closing costs went up compared to previous years, whereas really what happened was that now that loan estimate is complete. You know, In previous years, the GFEs, a lot of the time they excluded especially one particular category that we called attorney, closing, or settlement fees. Now all of the loan estimates included that particular category of fee.
What else should home buyers know right now about shopping for a loan?
In our survey, we rank the states, you know, and you can see that some states are more expensive than others. But there's actually more variability within each state. In other words, it really, really does pay to comparison shop. This new loan estimate, I think, makes it pretty easy to comparison shop, especially it's a three-page form, and on page three at the top, it tells you how much this loan will cost you in the first 5 years. That's for the closing costs plus your monthly payments. Mm-hmm. And that makes it really easy to compare different loan offers if you're comparing the same kind of loan. You know, it gets a little bit trickier if you're comparing, say, a 30-year fixed versus a 15-year fixed or a 5-1 ARM. But it really was a step in the right direction.
Holden, any other highlights from your report?
One thing that I always find interesting is there's different ways of closing in different states. In a lot of the northeastern states, you have what's called attorney closings. So like, especially, say, New York. Mm-hmm. When you close on a loan, you go to an attorney's office, and you have attorneys representing the buyer, the seller, and the lender. Whereas the farther you go out west, the more you have cheaper closings that don't involve attorneys. Like in California, you know, it's just an escrow closing. So you go to an escrow office, and it's just it's a person who paid a lot less than attorneys are, you know, mm-hmm. who's handling that closing. So I think that is part of the variability that you see in closing costs, is that different states have different laws and customs regarding who conducts the closing.
That's Bankrate's Holden Lewis. Thanks, Holden, for your time.
All right. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.